The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a naked streaker slid on the tarp during a rain delay at the Nats game last night? Whoa!
And Tony Kornheiser, what can I say? I had to get out of this attic. I had to.
Now, I figured that you must have been at the game. Were you there?
Well, I was the streaker. I have a big raspberry up and down the side of my right leg where I slid.
All right, you're starting to show with really racy images we don't need.
Yeah. No, I read about that today. I didn't see that, obviously. I was watching the game. The rain delay, which I thought would only be about an hour and a half, was all night. That's the way it goes. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, a fan pours popcorn on Russell Westbrook, Naomi Osaka passes on press conferences, and Javi Baez makes some magic on the base pass. But we begin today with the preposterous behavior of New York Knicks fans last night after they beat Atlanta. Yes, it was the Knicks' first playoff win since 2013, but it was against the five seed when the Knicks are the four. And Knicks fans inside and outside Madison Square Garden celebrated like they'd won the NBA championship. Wilbon, how significant was this win really?
Oh, Tony, it's significant. I mean, I'm not going to be one of those people who says, the league is so much better when the Knicks win, because the Knicks never win, the league is fine. So I don't believe that junk. It's important for the Knicks, for the franchise, for the people in New York, the millions of them who identify as Knicks fans, because it's been so long since they were in the playoffs. It has been so long since they won a game in the playoffs. They haven't advanced yet. But, Tony, yes, this is a major deal. The Knicks stunk as recently as last year. And Tom Thibodeau and Randall and Rose got this thing turned. And, because of Tibbs and Rose and Taj Gibson, the Chicago transplanted heart now of the Knicks. I am cheering for the Knicks, though I will turn on them because I'll turn on them because of New Yorkers and the way Knicks fans act. But right now, this is very exciting to see, and it is significant.
Okay, thank you for that part. My feeling is that I was a Knicks fan my whole life. All right, I'm a native New Yorker. I was in the building, Game 7, when the captain limped out there to take a couple of shots and make them both. This is a nice win. They were down double digits, I think,
nice
in the third
win.
Quarter.
He's reduced Mike,
it's
it already.
Mike, it's the second game of a first-round series, so I think
okay.
The celebration was a little excessive. Again, they're the four. Atlanta's the five. They are supposed to win this game. The celebration, I mean, if you want to talk about a playoff drought, you haven't won a game since 2013. That's 8 years. That qualifies as a drought. The Cubs
the NBA,
didn't win for 108 years. 108 years. So stop. Please stop. Go ahead. Keep
Tony,
talking. You go
then
now.
Can we say relatively speaking? I mean, 8 years in the NBA is a long drought. It's not Major League Baseball. I mean, more than half the teams get to the playoffs, and the Knicks can't even do that. So I think this is a significant win. Tony, tomorrow. By the tip of Game 3, will it be significant? No, because they need to go to Atlanta and win Game 3 against a team with a chip on the shoulder because of the way the Knicks fans behaved with the FU comments toward their star, Trae Young. This is fun, this series. Don't you at least think that?
Let me say this, because I grew up with DeBuscher and Reed and Frazier and Bradley and Barnett that they had real championship teams. When Knicks fans, after one game, shout, "We want Brooklyn," you want to say, hey, hold on. How about taking a 2-1 lead against Atlanta first? Thank
you. Brooklyn, by the way, Nets fans aren't saying we want the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks fans have made Brooklyn the more important franchise when it isn't. But, oh, my.
They should want the Knicks.
I like this.
Because they can beat the Knicks.
I love this. You want to give D-Rose some credit? How about you blow my man D-Rose a little kiss for saving your New York behinds? How about doing that? Yeah, I didn't think you could. Knicks fans. The Knicks banned a fan who spit at Trae Young. And the Sixers have done the same with the fan who dumped popcorn on Russell Westbrook. The Wizards star was heading into the tunnel after injuring his right ankle when a fan showered him. Westbrook had to be held back after the game. He said, quote, "This bleep is getting out of hand, especially for me. You've got to start protecting the players," close quote. Tony, your thoughts on what went down in Philly?
It's a suitable and proper reaction by the 76ers. This guy doesn't deserve to ever be in a ballpark again. They pulled his tickets and they banned him, and that's exactly what should happen. You can go to a game and you can be loud. You can boo if you want. I don't think you should be able to curse. But there's a muddy line there as to what you can and can't do verbally. There's no muddy line here. This is assault. This is inexcusable. You go after this guy, you get rid of him, he's never there again, and you go to your security and you get his picture and you say, if you ever see him in this building again, just get him out. And that's what you do. This has happened with Westbrook before, I think when he was with Oklahoma City. Something happened in Utah and a fan was pulled, his tickets were pulled, and he never got in there again. I mean, Westbrook plays hard and he's demonstrative, but I don't think of him as somebody that taunts in the way I think of Joel Embiid, as calling attention to himself all the time and basking in the glory. I don't think of Westbrook that way. Is he that way? I don't think so.
Even if he was, it's still inexcusable. And so I agree with everything you said on the top of this topic, Tony. And the same thing in New York for some guy trying to spit at Trey. Yeah, I mean, but seriously, Tony. And we all have our biases, right? And I spent a lifetime, though I grew up in the Midwest, I spent a lifetime, 40 years, going to events in Philly and New York City in Philly. I mean, you remember that used to have that jail at the bottom of the Vet? And you and I would be on the media elevator after Washington football team and Philadelphia games. And they'd be, like, taking guys in handcuffs down to the jail in the Vet. And there was a certain weird sense of pride for too many of them. Of one would be too many, but of too many in Philly. And this sort of thing where the fans think they're involved and they think, yeah, we're beyond the 12th man. You know, we help run this. Run them out. And I'm sorry, I mentioned Philly. I singled them out. They singled themselves out. And it happens everywhere. Certainly happens in my hometown. Has happened in yours as recently as last night. Happens everywhere. But in Philly, there's a certain badge of honor often that comes with it. No, you've got to get out. And people should be scouring, looking for these people to try to intercept them if possible.
It's very bad behavior, and it was met in the right way. Don't ever let them in again.
That's right.
Naomi Osaka has decided not to participate in any press conference at the upcoming French Open. Osaka announced on Instagram that she was doing this for her mental health and she would pay any fine levied against her. Osaka said, quote, "I've often felt that people have no regard for athletes' mental health. This rings very true whenever I see a press conference or partake in one. We are asked questions that we have been asked multiple times before, or ask questions that bring doubt into our minds. And I'm just not going to subject myself to people who doubt me," unquote. Wilbon, are you okay with Osaka paying the fines and skipping the press conferences?
You know, Tony, I am and I'm not. I don't even understand what the complaint is about, you know, getting into our minds. I'm not there to get... When I was at these press conferences for decades, I didn't care about anybody's state of mind. I didn't care one way or the other. I wasn't there to defend it. I wasn't there to attack it. I just didn't care. I wanted to know some questions like, when you decided to pull the right-hander and put the lefty in, what were you thinking? So I don't know about this. Here's what bothers me. Osaka, Miss Osaka, to me, is the most thoughtful, the most eloquently spoken woman. She is so smart and she is so engaged, and I enjoy hearing her. On the list right now of people I like hearing post-match, post-tournament, post-game, I mean, LeBron is always on it because LeBron's been this for a dozen years or more, probably 15 years. And Naomi Osaka, in no time at all on the tour, I can't wait to hear her because she has stuff to say, important stuff, smart stuff, funny stuff. I don't understand what this is about attacking somebody's sense of being. I don't get that, but we're at a loss, and tennis better be careful because it's already a niche. And if you lose Naomi Osaka interacting with the general public on ways that are not following on Instagram, I'm not following her on Instagram. I'm following her on TV, radio, mainstream media. I want to hear her. I love her.
Yeah.
Then the tennis is in trouble potentially.
So, you know, I'm interested in this story because, like you, I made a living for a long time going to press conferences. almost all of which were benign. Some weren't, but almost all of which were benign.
Yeah.
And I remember when athletes needed the mainstream press, when women's tennis did. Ask Billie Jean King. She'll tell you how much they needed it, and she sought the coverage. Now, athletes now, like Naomi Osaka, they can bypass this. They don't need the conduit of newspapers or magazines to make a whole lot of money and be champions. You know, they can just go out on social media. But I went to a lot of these things. Not much happened in most of them. But every once in a while, Mike, John McEnroe walked in the room. And that was spectacular single time. But not as much as McEnroe. And like you, I've seen Naomi Osaka talk. And I go, wow, she's really smart. She's fun to listen to. If I ran the French Open, I'd fine her the equivalent of the first prize money to make her think about not going into that press conference. And if she didn't want to play in a tournament, okay, she doesn't have to play in a tournament. I am interested also in the notion of doubt, you know, people who doubt you. This sounds to me, Mike, like a sports psychologist said to Naomi Osaka, don't go in that room, don't go there, because those people are the enemy. Or maybe she's not good on clay and she has doubt in her own mind.
This is the way the world is now.
She's making this seem like it's torture when we've been to 5,000 of these things and it's not torture.
When you slam that forehand into the net, Naomi, what were you thinking? These things are not about doubt. But Tony, let me say this. Naomi Osaka's way smarter, almost 90% certainty, than whatever sports psychologist may be telling her that. This woman is important to the advance of tennis, of the sport, of women's tennis, of just civilization. If you listen to Naomi Osaka, she makes you think. And now I'm not gonna follow her on Instagram to hear that. I'm not, sorry. And so I don't know if this hurts tennis or not. I'm older. Older people, we want to have some mainstream interaction, some of us.
Not only am I not following her on Instagram, I'm not following you on Instagram.
I'm not on Instagram. You should.
Let's take a break. Coming up, does the return of Donovan Mitchell mean the Jazz are back to being the team to beat in the West?
I'm going to put some doubt in your mind on my Instagram post. How much credit does my man, Javi Baez, deserve for this run-scoring play earlier this afternoon? El Mago, baby.
What? I can't talk to Wilbon. He's doubting me.
I always doubt you. I've been doubting you for 40 years.
That's good. You were smart to doubt me. I doubt me.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You people never stop having issues. Let's address a couple of them.
Mail time.
Here's the first one. With Donovan Mitchell back, do the Jazz suddenly look like the number one seed to you?
Not yet. I mean, they're 1-1. You don't look like the number one seed at 1-1 when you've lost a game to eighth seeded Memphis at home. No. So not yet. They looked really good last night and scored 140, but they gave up 47 to that very bad man. That's the bad man, Ja Morant. I know he got blocked right there, but we could show about 15, 16, 18 other times where he put the ball in the hole. So not yet. Only the Brooklyn Nets look like the number one seed right now. But Utah may get there. We'll see if they can win a game in Memphis.
Look, you can write all the poetry you want to Ja Morant. He's not supposed to win this series. Utah won, I don't know, how many games they won? 52 games.
50.
Memphis won 38. Utah finished first. Memphis finished ninth. So Utah is supposed to win.
But do they look like the number one seed?
Donovan Mitchell makes them a lot better. They went from 109 points to 141 points. Donovan Mitchell only had 25, so he made others better. So, yes, they look a lot better with him, yes.
At 1-1 with Memphis. They look like the one seed.
Do you credit – can we move on?
Nah.
Do you credit Javi Baez or blame Will Craig for today's run-scoring play?
You know, this is a spectacular play on the part of Javi Baez, Tony, because he not only leads to a run scoring, but then he, like, this is so great. He just sort of confuses the first baseman. They don't even know what he's doing. Run scores. Javi takes off for first. The error sends in the second. He gets a run to score, and he winds up on second base in scoring position. I've told you, for 5 years, maybe 6 years, Javi Baez is the most exciting man on the base pass since Jackie Robinson, and this now is Exhibit A. He's had other exhibits. This now moves into the number one spot. You made a fool out of them.
So I've never seen anything like this before. I've never seen a guy on his way to first turn around and go back to the plate with two outs and a force at first. It's unbelievably dumb by the first baseman.
It is.
Unbelievably
it
dumb.
Is.
Just go back to first, make the play, and no run scores. Okay, so, but I will say, I will give Baez more credit for what he did because he enticed the first baseman into something stupid. The guy on second base scores with a two-out ground ball to third. It cannot be done. I've never seen this done. I've never seen it. I know I love the fact that Baez winds up on second, but I've never seen a person go backwards, a guy from second score.
And
go
Baez
step on first. What are you doing?
Tony, when a base runner can make you crazy, that puts him in a small sample size, right?
Yes.
Ricky Henderson, of course, Jackie Robinson, maybe Pete Rose at one point. Small group.
Enough email.
El Mago,
Let's
baby.
Take one
El Mago.
Last break. Still to come. Still to come, Wilbon names everybody in Chicago on the show that he
Mago.
Loves. So far, we're up to 9,000 people, including Derrick Rose and Tibbs.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods gives an update on his rehab.
Saving your I-95 cans is what Derrick Rose is doing. And can the Phoenix Suns steal tonight's game from the Lakers? Game 3 at Staples Center. Derrick
Taj
Rose.
Gibson.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Daniel Jones. If there's any quarterback of whom you would say he's on the clock, I'd vote for Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. He just saw the Jets get rid of Sam Darnold after 3 years of treading water. Jones heads into his third year with the Giants with an 8-18 record as a starter. He had 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions as a promising rookie. but slid to 11-10 last season. He's been sacked 83 times. He's lost 17 fumbles. Yikes. And the Giants were next to last in scoring last season. The Giants kept faith with Jones by trading their number one draft choice to the Bears, who used it to draft Justin Fields. In return, the Giants got picks this year, one of which they used on wide receiver Kadarius Toney, and a number one pick next year. If Jones falters and continues turning over the ball, that pick could be a quarterback. New York is not a patient town, but happy birthday.
Toney, to be fair, Saquon Barkley was injured and out for the season in an early season game against the Bears. But what strikes me about Jones is he's athletic. Don't let the sacks make you think that he's not athletic. He's some statue back there. He isn't. But you see some of those hits he takes? Son, you got to get out the way, as the great Lawrence Taylor would have said to somebody he was helping out of the turf. This kid's got to start using them feet.
Happy anniversary, Rodney McRae. On this day 30 years ago, McRae literally ran through a wall to make an outfield catch. It was at the minor league field in Portland, Oregon. You can hear the play-by-play man scream, "Oh my God," when McRae smashed through the wooden fence. Having been sent down by the White Sox, McRae was playing for the Vancouver Canadiens. He made the catch initially, but dropped the ball on impact. McRae was not seriously hurt on the play and made it back to the White Sox that season. Because of his great speed and ability to steal bases, McRae was used almost exclusively as a pinch runner. He played for the Mets in 1992, again, mostly as a pinch runner. In all, McRae appeared in 67 major league games, but had just 14 at-bats with three hits. The last of his hits was a game-winning single in what turned out to be his final big league at-bat.
How sweet that is. Toney, I hear Rodney McRae, and I think of the Louisville basketball player who was drafted, I think, number 3 overall by the Houston Rockets in like 1983. But this guy, people talk about reckless abandon. That, running through that wall, is the definition of reckless abandon. Total courage. No regard for his own body or situation, as they say.
Never gets old seeing that. Hurts never gets old. Happy trails to the Penguins and the Panthers. The Pittsburgh Penguins have exited the NHL playoffs in the first round for the third straight year. So Sidney Crosby joins Connor McDavid and Alexander Ovechkin on the outside looking in. The Penguins were eliminated last night by the Islanders 5-3 in Game 6 as Pittsburgh goalie Tristan Jarry had another bad game. The Penguins had finished first in the East Division. The Florida Panthers were eliminated by defending Stanley Cup champions Tampa Bay 4-0 in Game 6. Florida finished second in the Central Division, but lost the first two playoff games in the series at home. Florida now has an advance to even the second round of the playoffs since reaching the Stanley Cup final in 1996. That's 25 years. That's a playoff drought.
You know, all that's fine. And the Penguins, I'm tired of the Penguins. Look, I acknowledge their greatness, Toney, and this is not about living in Washington and the Capitals, any of that. Good. Get Pittsburgh out. Tired of their whining all the time.
Big finish quickly. Tiger Woods tells Golf Digest his rehab is more painful than anything he's ever experienced. Your thoughts?
If you're paying attention to any of the details of that accident and situation, you're just glad the Tiger's on the path, whatever it is, and we're not surprised. It is painful. The Mets say Noah Syndergaard is out 6 weeks with elbow inflammation. Your reaction?
Pitched one inning in a rehab start. He's coming back from Tommy John. Doesn't look great. Nuggets Blazers game 3 tonight. What do you expect?
Maybe the best game of the playoffs is what I expect, Toney. This should be great tonight. Bucks and Heat tonight. You got the Heat winning one finally?
I do. I mean, I still think of them from last year when they were great.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do. Last one, Suns-Lakers game 3 tonight. You're involved in that. Who you got?
Oh, Toney, I'm hoping Chris Paul can be nearly Chris Paul, but that's asking too much. The Lakers at home, I don't know.
Good job.
You like that
answer?
We're
out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Toney Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Wilbon, Memorial Day weekend. I got Seersucker on. How's that?